Well, we've had the readings this morning that the people who devise our scheme of readings, the lectionary, have given us, and it's a really interesting set of readings, and I think a really interesting one when we've got people being baptized and confirmed. So let's just see what we've had. The first reading, we've had, as it were, God's judgment on those who were turning away from what they were meant to do and what they were meant to be. And one of the things that is pointed to in all of that, you might have noticed, is that they are eating things which they're forbidden to eat. You remember that Jewish people do not eat pork. And so in that first reading, one of the things that people have done is to eat pork. And that's one of the markers, if you like, that they've forgotten what it is to follow the law that's been given to them. So we've got that scene from Old Testament times. But God calls his people back. God doesn't abandon his people. He judges them, but he does not condemn. There is always a way back. And then in the second reading, we've heard how we have a new identity in Jesus. There's no Jew or Greek. In other words, the distinction between Jewish people and non-Jewish people has been broken down. There's no slave or free. There's no male or female. Now, clearly, maleness and femaleness and which nation we belong to, they are part of us, each of us, yes. But the point being made is that all of those things are of zero significance alongside the fact that we have a new identity, a relationship with God through Christ. Things are new now because of Jesus. So the first reading has got something about who do you think you are? And the second reading has got something about, so this is who you are now. And then the gospel reading. Jesus goes to the country of the Gerasenes. He's going away from his own territory, and he's going into a place where obviously you've got people who are not Jewish. How do we know? Because they're keeping pigs. And there is somebody there who, as the gospel tells us, is possessed by demons. Now, of course, it's one of the ways in which people of Jesus' time understood things that were beyond their understanding. They would see anything where a person was disturbed as somehow having something to do with spiritual reality. Jesus restores this person to a quiet and good and rational mind. This isn't simply a story of a miracle of healing. It's something else, because in the same part of the gospel, we've got Jesus stilling the storm at sea. Whenever the gospel writers want to tell us something about Jesus and who Jesus really is, then they don't write an essay about it. What they do is they tell a story in a particular way that points us to the truth. Because in the deep tradition of faith that goes back into Jewish times, one of the things that God does, is to bring order to chaos. And so when Jesus stills the storm, when people have something wrong with them and Jesus, by his power, puts it right, Jesus bringing order, Jesus is doing something that God does. So it's the gospel writer's way of telling us that Jesus is divine. It's the gospel writer's way of telling us who Jesus is. Do you notice at the end how Jesus tells the man, when he wants to come and follow Jesus, he says, go and tell people what God's done for you. What does he do? He goes and says what Jesus has done for him. Again, it's the gospel writer saying that when people met Jesus face to face, they were truly meeting God incarnate. And it's Jesus, the divine Son, who truly dies on the cross and truly rises in this mystical union of divine and human that we cannot understand. It is beyond our understanding, but it is the focus and the bedrock and the foundation of our faith and our hope. So those are our three readings. Who do you think you are? Are you living true to who you are? Secondly, we've got a new identity in Christ. And third, who is this Christ? Who is this Jesus? And so those of you who are being baptized and confirmed, you are very publicly taking on for yourselves this new identity. You are saying your yes to the thing that really makes sense of your life, being the fact that there is nothing that is more important, more significant to you than having this relationship with God through Jesus. You are pledging yourself to live as somebody for whom that really is true, that when people see you day by day, every day, they will see something of that spark of Christian identity in you. People will want to know what it is that you have got, that you can spread, that you can show. By all means, use words. If people say, hey, what's happened to you? You can say, well, it's to do with my faith. Do you want me to tell you more about it? Or it may just be the way that you are. People will see that hope in you, and it will be infectious. But this isn't just about living rightly. It's not just about behaving well. Sometimes people think that Christianity is just about doing, if you like, good and honourable things. I have to tell you that nobody was ever martyred for helping people across the street and being kind to animals. It's the fact that we have seen what God has shown us in Christ, that the hope of humanity is in the Word made flesh, and that we have a new hope that needs to live in us and discovered afresh. Every time we read the scriptures, every time we come across a passage which may be unfamiliar to us, what's this about? Or something that really is familiar, and we think of ourselves being with those people, standing with Jesus, listening to him, being challenged or being filled with joy, having that insight into the nature of God, and then being among those in the first generation of the church who had heard this amazing news that Christ had overcome death. The grave could not hold him. And so we have a greater truth and a greater thing to latch on to. More important than any civil or political or economic power may push us towards. In the end, it is God to whom we are accountable for the life with which he has entrusted us. And that's an awesome thing, but it's a thing of very great hope. Living day by day as a Christian can be difficult. Many people, some of them very noisy, some of them on social media or other ways of communication, some people will tell us that we are simply indulging in fairy stories and that we are actually a bit of a nuisance. The church is discredited, it's not very good, we all think we're better than we really are, all of those sorts of things. Or that there's nothing distinctive about faith. And that's wrong. What we are witnessing to, all of us here today, is that thing which is unlike anything else. This truth that the God who brought the universe into being loves each of us and has a purpose for us that is wonderful. This is very particular to each of us, but which joins us into this fantastic movement of those who say our yes to what God has done in Christ and what he is doing in the Spirit's power. Hooray! To all of this, you're going to say your yes.